C-section delivery prevents babies from receiving the beneficial germs in their mother's microbiome, and this affects the development of their immune system.
Herzlich willkommen beim PTA-Funk, dem Podcast für PTA und alle, die neugierig sind auf die Arbeit in der öffentlichen Apotheke. Mein Name ist Christoph Niekamp und ich bin Online-Redakteur für unsere Website, das ptamagazin.de. Stifte raus, Vokabeltest. Nein, so schlimm wird's nicht. Heute hören Sie eine neue Folge unserer Serie English for PTA. Diesmal geht's um Allergie. Eine Kundin fragt nach Augentropfen für ihren Mann, der an einer Pollenallergie leidet. Hören Sie den englischen Dialog zwischen PTA und Kundin und frischen so Ihre Englischkenntnisse auf. Die PTA wird gesprochen von Jane Funke. Sie ist Native Speaker und erstellt gemeinsam mit Apothekerin Hannelore Gießen seit vielen Jahren schon die Serie English for PTA. Wenn Sie den Dialog mitlesen möchten, können Sie das auf unserer Webseite daspdamagazin.de/English tun. Die Website ist direkt hier unter dem Podcast verlinkt. Viel Spaß beim Zuhören und liken nicht vergessen.
Hello, I'd like some more of these eye drops, please. And perhaps you could give me some advice.
Yes, of course. What's the problem?
Well, my husband suffers from hay fever. He's allergic to birch and hazelnut, and he's recently developed a cross allergy to apples and nuts.
That's not unusual. Their protein forms are very similar, and the body reacts to both chemical structures.
Yes, that's clear. But we have a small son. He's 4 months old. And with regard to allergies, there are so many different opinions about what foods he should or shouldn't have that I'm confused. I don't want him to develop any, if I can help it.
Oh, right. Due to new research data, the outlook has changed completely over the last few years. Now parents are recommended not to avoid food allergens.
Which foods are we talking about?
Dairy, eggs, wheat, nuts. Carrots and fish, for example, can be gradually introduced to the baby's menu, starting between the beginning of the 5th month and the 7th month.
I also heard that after a cesarean birth, babies are more susceptible to allergies. Is that true?
Yes. C-section delivery prevents babies from receiving the beneficial germs in their mother's microbiome, and this affects the development of their immune system.
So, I need to be especially careful.
By the time your baby's a year old, the gut microbiota should be developing normally.
So, how do I go about feeding him solids?
Only introduce one new food allergen at a time, and best is about 3 times a week. If that food is tolerated, you can try another.
What should I watch out for?
A rash that appears suddenly. Or if there is swelling of the lips and face, then stop and wait a week or two before trying again.
Are there any other foods I should avoid?
Yes, there are some general recommendations that concern all babies and toddlers. Raw fish and mold-ripened soft cheeses should be avoided because of possible food infections. Salt should be restricted as much as possible because of the kidneys. Similar advice applies to sugar.
Okay. And one more question. My parents have had a dog for 9 years now, and my son adores her. Is she an allergy risk?
If there is a family disposition, as in your case, living with cats is not recommended, according to the Allergy Information Service, whereas dogs may even reduce the risk of allergies.
Thank you very much. I feel much more confident now.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
Das war unsere aktuelle Episode vom PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von das PTA-Magazin. Vielen Dank, dass Sie zugehört haben. Lassen Sie gerne einen Kommentar und eine positive Bewertung da, wenn es Ihnen gefallen hat. Tschüss und bis zum nächsten Mal.